Of minutes early, Commissioner Fish, do you think, I see a bunch of people are here. I think we have everyone here for that item. Do you want to proceed?
It's 9:44. We have a full house.
All right, then let's take time certain 11:94, please.
Sorry.
11:94, proclaim November 2009, 2014, as Portland Celebrates Small Business Saturday proclamation.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. Mayor Hales is issuing a proclamation today for Small Business Saturday, and he's given me the honor of reading the proclamation. And we have an all-star lineup, and I'd like to invite our guests to come forward. I'll read the proclamation, then we'll turn it over to them. First up is Cameron Doss, who is the District Director of the United States Small Business Administration. Please come forward, sir. Then our friend Will Servrich, the founder of Little Boxes. Matthew Mystic of the Foster Area Business Association. And Nicole Weitzel, owner of the shop Adorn. Come on forward. And also Heather Hale and Brian Alfano are here in the audience to join us for this celebration. And I have the honor of reading the proclamation. Whereas small businesses are the backbone of our local economy, and whereas 98% of businesses in our neighborhood business districts employ five or fewer employees, and whereas half of Portland's workforce is employed by small business, and whereas Portland ranks in the top 20 of large American cities for small business vitality, whereas Portland's small businesses create family wage jobs, boost our local economy, and strengthen our neighborhoods, whereas for every dollar spent at a local business, 70 cents remains in the local economy. Whereas Portland ranks third nationally in the number of college-educated young adults running their own business. Whereas the city of Portland, Oregon, celebrates the leadership of our champions for local small businesses, including Venture Portland, our business district associations, the United States Small Business Administration, Voice for Oregon Innovation and Sustainability, our local Chamber of Commerce, the Portland Development Commission, Little Boxes, the Portland Business Alliance, and the Main Street Alliance of Oregon. And whereas the holiday retail season is a critical period for Portland businesses, and whereas and local business districts will host more than 50 public holiday events in the next 6 weeks. Whereas President Barack Obama has encouraged all Americans to celebrate Small Business Saturday as a local alternative to Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 29, 2014, as Portland Celebrates Small Business Saturday, and urge the residents of our community to support small business merchants on that day, during the holidays, and throughout the year. Welcome all, and who am I turning it to?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm Cameron Doss. I'm the district director for the U.S. Small Business Administration here in Portland, Oregon.
Get your mic. It's slides now.
Oh, here we go. More technology on the way here.
Well, thank you. Okay. Well, it is our mission at the SBA to help small businesses start, grow, and succeed. In return, we believe small businesses will create jobs and grow the economy. The SBA Portland District offers covers the greater portion of Oregon and four counties in Southwest Washington. We help businesses in three distinct ways. And those are getting access to counseling and technical services through many of our resource partners, getting access to capital through our traditional and non-traditional lending partners, and getting access to contracting through the federal marketplace. In the area of counseling, we help match businesses to the educational resources and mentorships that they need, whether it's help with developing a business plan, marketing strategy, or other assistance. Our network of resource partners throughout Oregon and Southwest Washington always are ready to help. During fiscal year 2014, the SBA resource partners spent more than 30,000 hours training and mentoring small businesses. In the area of contracting, we help small businesses to navigate the federal procurement marketplace. Now, Congress has mandated that 23% of all federal procurement dollars must go to small businesses. I'm happy to say that in our district, we exceeded that by having 40% of that number going towards small businesses. Now, in the area of access to capital, the SBA is best known for our lending products. Now, we've had record years set over the past 4 years in our areas of lending. In fiscal year 2014, SBA lenders delivered $449 million in supported loans, recognizing a fourth year of record lending in the District 7A loan program. The nearly 1,000 loans in FY14 were through a variety of SBA programs that provided access to capital through traditional banking partners and non-traditional sources like our SBA micro lenders. Now, at the SBA, we know small businesses are vital to the prosperity of America and its economy. Since the recession, small businesses have created 2 out of 3 new private sector jobs. These firms are largely responsible for America's 10.3 million new jobs that have led to 56 straight months of job growth. Accelerating our recovery means creating the right environment and implementing the best policies for small businesses to strive. The entrepreneurs we work with face many challenges, but among the greatest is getting new customers in their door. That's one reason why SBA is proud to be part of Small Business Saturday. It's a perfect time for us to help celebrate small businesses and also help them to get new customers into the door. So on November 29th, millions of consumers across the country will participate in Small Business Saturday. More than 70% of Americans now are aware that the 2 days following Thanksgiving is devoted to shopping small. Last year, nearly half of all consumers who knew about Small Business Saturday acted on it, spending an estimated $5.7 billion at local merchants across the nation. So we want to continue this momentum, and we're asking everyone to help. And one way is you can help promote small businesses on Facebook and on Twitter. We ask you all to do that, definitely. We want to make sure that we're supporting small businesses. Now, one thing that we want to make sure that we want to highlight this particular year on this November 29th is that we want small business owners to extend their hours, so to say, by promoting Small Business Saturday Night. We know many of our small businesses, particularly here in Portland, are local restaurants and are owned by individuals that like to, you know, serve food. So after a busy day of shopping, we want to encourage consumers to patronize their local small business restaurants and favorite watering holes. The SBA is partnering this year with the National Restaurant Association to encourage people who are shopping small to not only just shop small, but to dine small. So I hope to create some synergy around this and keep everybody focused, not only just on that daytime, but also on the nighttime. So while you're out shopping small, also to remember to dine small. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your support. Good morning. Who's next?
I'm next. My name is Matthew Masetic. I own Red Castle Games in Southeast Portland, and I'm also here today as part of the Foster Area Business Association, of which I'm the treasurer. And I just want to take a moment to thank you, Dan Saltzman, for coming to our street fair earlier this year. We really appreciate that support. So Red Castle Games, this is our fifth Christmas season, and as always, it continues to grow, and it's hectic and a little scary at times, but we make do. We've brought on seasonal help. We're up to 10 employees, and I think we're going to meet it head on and really excel at it. And what we specialize in is board games for families, for kids, for adults. There's a game for everyone. There's even a game called City Council that you guys probably wouldn't enjoy it because it, but for anyone in the audience that wants to feel that way, we have that game.
Does it involve lots of evening meetings?
It could, but you could do it at the Lucky Lab or something. So Foster area, we've got about 33 member businesses right now, and that's up from about 6 at the beginning of the year. So we're really working to grow the district, and you know, we're really eclectic in that we've got some retail like my store, but we've got great food, we've got bakeries, we've got artists, we've got everything you'd want there. And it's sort of the unknown in East Portland. So to really encourage people to look beyond the great inner east side and the great downtown districts that we have. We chose to go with Little Boxes this year because it's great to have a local program that is encouraging shop local. But it's not a national program like American Express. It's started here, and it's from here, and it's doing it the Portland way. And we really appreciate that because it sets it apart and it makes it more engaging for Portlanders. You know, and just to give you an idea of why shopping local is so important to our businesses, in 5 years we've gone from 2 employees to 10, and that's allowed me to start stepping away a little from the business and participate in the business association, to participate in Venture Portland, to participate in a transportation work group, among other things. And this year alone, I've been able to give 214 volunteer hours, essentially, that I wouldn't have been able to give otherwise if people weren't shopping local and weren't engaging in our local economy. So it's really a virtuous cycle to keep the money local and then to allow people like myself that want to become civically engaged to have the time to engage. That's really important to us. And I just want to go quick and give each of you a board game recommendation, so hopefully we can get you to come down to the shop and get one. Commissioner Novick, we've got a great train game called Ticket to Ride, where you're trying to get from city to city, and it's fantastic. Commissioner Fritz, there's a game called Agricola, where you have to build your family farm. And it sounds sort of boring, but it's the most strategic game and devious that there is, and it's amazing. It's really good.
I'm going to go for City Council.
Mayor Hales, there's a game, Suburbia, and don't let the name fool you. It's about taking your small town and making this thriving metropolis. And you're doing that with Portland, you know. If you want to do it in your off time, you can do that. Commissioner Saltzman, there's a game called Forbidden Island, where you and a team are trying to get these treasures and escape the island before it sinks. And it's a unique game because either everyone works together and they win, or everyone loses. So it's really fun for getting teamwork going.
I wrote it down.
All right. And Commissioner Fish, there's one of my favorite games, Click Clack Lumberjack. Very Portland theme. And it's essentially a dexterity game where you get to whack a tree and try to get bark off, but you don't want to tip the tree over. If you do, you lose points. And what better Portland game than that? So, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Tell us where your store is located again.
We're on Southeast Foster Road on the corner of 64th.
And the name is?
Red Castle Games.
Red Castle Games. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. Who's next?
Hi. My name's Nicole Whitesell, and I own a boutique called Adorn. We're located on 42nd and Fremont, and we just opened our second location on 33rd and Division. Just a few months ago, actually. And thank you to Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Novick for supporting us as part of Open Fest last month. We're really excited to see everybody starting to get their businesses open over on Division. We've been in business for 6 years. We offer a personal styling approach. We focus on long-term relationships and building wardrobes over time with customers on a repeat basis. I'm also the president of the Beaumont Business Association. We have three main events each year. We have Fremont Fest, which brings over 20,000 people to our street. Hip Hop Into the Shop, which we just started 2 years ago, and it draws people from the community in for a week-long bunny hunt and really helps keep people coming into all of the stores and exploring new businesses that they may not have gone into during a week that's typically slow on that street. We also have a holiday fest every year, and last year we added the Golden Ticket Program, which has been done so well by the Multnomah Village, and that took off great, and we just launched last week, and we've had lots of new customers in from that already. We service over 60 businesses on Fremont each year, and that's continuing to grow. I am participating in Little Boxes again this year because it's awesome. I remember the first year that we did Little Boxes, and it went from being a really quiet day to a happening cash register ringing, fast-paced, try to keep your head up kind of day, and that's really exciting for us. I think it takes a village to get shoppers out on Black Friday into our little shops, and it's even harder to create a fun event that you can get a lot of people excited about, and Little Boxes has done this. We can't compete with the big boxes price slashing and special promotions that they have, but we can provide exceptional service and create a fun community-centered event that gives people a reason to shop small. Portlanders should shop small this season because shopping local not only provides for my family, but also for my 19 employees. We started out with my husband and I, and over the last 6 years have grown 600% to 19 employees. This year we're trying to teach our children about what it means to shop small. They have already gone on Amazon and created their own lists, and I didn't teach them that. So we actually are taking a weekend and spending it downtown, and we're dedicating 2 days this year to explore neighborhoods and businesses that we've never been to. And I think I'm excited. It's a really busy season for us, but I feel like it's important to get out there and support other businesses and also teach our children what that means as well. So lastly, I think it's really important to note that many of our small businesses are online as well. So when there's a snowstorm or an ice storm or you're doing last minute shopping, I really encourage everyone to look at which local businesses are online as well, because that's another great way that you can support us. Last year, I know the snow really affected a lot of our businesses, and I wanted to also say that we really appreciated Commissioner Fish and Venture Portland's effort with PDX Love Small Businesses. So thank you.
Thank you.
Nicole, can I just say that we, during the winter storm, we made a mistake, and we learned a valuable lesson. We were so concerned about the impact of the icy roads on public safety that instead of just telling people to stay off the roads, we encouraged them to stay home. And I think a more nuanced message would have been, stay off the roads, don't travel unless you have to, but cautiously walk to your neighborhood business district and have dinner and shop, because it did have a big impact. And we didn't get that message right. And I think we learned from that, and we just need to be a little more nuanced about stay off the roads, but support our neighborhood small businesses who otherwise get hammered when the city shut down for a few days. So I think we learned a valuable lesson, and thank you for flagging that.
Yeah. I have to note, though, Commissioner Fish, that some of us figured that out anyway, going stir crazy at home, and did walk to our neighborhood businesses that had actually braved the elements to have their staff working it for it so that we could have a meal out. Thank you.
We're in the heart of Beaumont, and I will say that it actually was a couple of days were a little quiet, but by the second day of people being iced in, they figured out how to walk a couple blocks down to the shop.
That's great. So thank you. And Will, when you give us your testimony, tell us about how Little Boxes works, because we heated up very nicely. But how does the consumer take advantage of this great program?
Sure. Thank you. Thanks for giving me the chance to speak today, commissioners. I'm Will Severich, and I'm the co-owner of a local jewelry business called Betsy and Aya. We make and design jewelry right here in Portland. We ship around the world to individual consumers and over 140 wholesale partners, one of which is Shop Adorn. We also run a brick-and-mortar shop here in Portland where we sell our product alongside of many other gifts, accessories, and home goods. We currently employ 16 people, and we offer paid vacation, 401k, health insurance, and other benefits. So 4 years ago, my business partner, who I'm lucky enough to be married to, and myself, started Little Boxes. The mission of Little Boxes is to amplify the profile of Portland's independently owned specialty retailers during the kickoff to the holiday shopping season. As Nicole and Matthew have mentioned, it can be difficult to compete with the resources big box stores have that go into holiday marketing. So Little Boxes pools the resources of over 200 locally owned shops to create one message and one place to be if you're shopping after Thanksgiving, and that's in a Portland Little Box shop. So to speak to your question, Commissioner Fish, Little Boxes is a citywide raffle and shopping event the 2 days after Thanksgiving. It's free to enter simply by going into any participating Little Box shop, and if you make a purchase, you'll increase your chances of winning some of our great prizes. They include things like a trip to Hawaii, an iPad and speaker set from the Mac store, shopping sprees, and tons of other prizes. We're now in our fourth year, and Little Boxes, I'm proud to report, is becoming somewhat of a Portland tradition. Thanks to partnerships with organizations like New Seasons Market and Venture Portland, we're able to provide shopping maps, an iPhone app, a website, and all of that helps drive foot traffic and business to Portland's Little Box shops. Last year, there were over 29,000 raffle entries in the 2 days of the promotion. There were over 4,700 purchases made in those 16 shopping hours. We hear from shop owners that they've seen increases as high as 62% over previous years of sales, and anecdotes like the best 2 days of sales in the shop's history. Last year, we estimated that Little Boxes was responsible for an additional $283,500 in revenue to small Portland businesses. And this year we predict even more. There's 215 shops participating. We've upgraded our iPhone app to make it easier for folks to find businesses, enter the raffle, and to make supporting the local economy even easier. But to me, the biggest success of Little Boxes and Portland as a whole is that we hear from shoppers now things like, oh, I always do Little Boxes. It's part of my tradition. We hear this from people who had sworn off shopping after Thanksgiving to shoppers who were first in line at doorbuster sales earlier that morning. So I'm proud to report that it's a really inclusive promotion. So it's a great way to spend time with your friends and family, get some shopping done early, and to explore and support the rich and vibrant Portland retail scene. Members of Council, if you haven't shopped Little Boxes, I encourage you to join the thousands of Portlanders who've made it a tradition. Thank you so much for the chance to speak.
Thank you. The app is easy to download. I just did, so thank you.
A multitasker.
God, if the mayor can do it, then I can do it. There you go.
Yeah, I won't last. I'll try to keep my wife from doing it, but it probably will get downloaded there, too.
Will, your retail store is at 25th and Thurman?
24th, sir.
Excuse me, 24th yes. and Thurman. And Mayor, Liam and I visited the store the other day. We were having lunch at San Honore. We walked up the street. And what changed since our last visit is he'd blown out into the adjacent property. So he had taken over another space in the back. And there were actually craftspeople fabricating the products that they sell, so making the rings and the bracelets and things on site. Mm. And it was thrilling to watch.
Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
We were hoping to get a photograph.
Let's do that. Thank you.
Excuse me.
You first.
Well, so first of all, I have signed the pledge. Thank you for passing it out. I am proud to display the small business sign in my office window. I'm particularly glad to hear you give the story of Little Boxes, Will, and to know that it is connected with a jewelry store, because we've had this presentation at Council before, and I always thought that Little Boxes meant the little ones that meant it might have jewelry inside. Okay. I have just, like 2 days ago, realized it's in comparison to big boxes, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry I didn't get that before, but I'm very grateful to you for kind of giving the nudge that jewelry is an excellent gift to give at any time of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your presentations, and yes, I will be by to buy with the train game. I just wanted to make a particular pitch for people to shop at our local independent booksellers and to remind people that even if you have to order a book, you don't have to order it through the evil and rapacious Amazon. You can go down to Broadway Books or Randy Bloom's or Powell's and order a book through them if they don't happen to have it themselves.
But as you were just noting, you can also order from small businesses via Amazon, right?
You can, yeah.
So you just have to be careful about where you select from if that's your go-to site. It's about being intentional. We had the previous discussion about Chevron gas stations. I learned this summer that many of those are independently owned. It's a franchise like Subway is a franchise. And so that although sometimes you think of the chains as not being small businesses, indeed in the context of small restaurants, they are not necessarily. But they are Portland-owned family businesses, many of them, and I think that's important for people to know too. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Yeah, I just want to really appreciate this presentation very much, and I think the synergies that you talk about here between what happens in these small businesses and the transactions with Portlanders goes beyond the financial transaction. I mean, the financial transaction is very important, but I think that really helps make it clear today about how this supports community. I was thinking about Broadway Books, Commissioner Novick, based on your example. I mean, I've been to three events there that were local authors reading their books. That tends to happen more at a locally owned business that has that connection with community. And the effect that you just described, Matt, was really impressive, where people go from running their business and not having time for anything else to maybe being able to get engaged in civic life because the business has grown. Well said. So I think your presentation has not only highlighted the importance of this as commerce, but also this as community, and we really appreciate it.
And, Mayor, what Matthew said, I think, is just illustrates that point so beautifully. When we go on Amazon and buy something, they're not paying local taxes. There's no one there that's contributing to a Little League team. There's no one volunteering to work out the street fee. There's no one chairing a local business district. And while sometimes those internet sites are very helpful to locate a book, there's nothing like going into Powell's and Broadway Books and buying the book and knowing that 70 cents of that transaction stays locally and supports good works that go beyond actually the local business. And that's what Small Business Saturday celebrates. That's what Little Box celebrates. And I just have to mention that Director Doss actually gave Will and his partner a Small Business Association award for Little Boxes. So this is getting national attention. Yes. And we're so thrilled you're here. The mayor would like to get a picture with everybody.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
And we'll hold our pledges while we're up there.
That's right.
Sign.
Heather, why don't you come up?
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you very much, and we hope it's a very prosperous season for all our local little boxes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Heather. Okay, let's move.